Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome. Ooh, it is a chilly day in Chicago. Chicken in the car and the car won't go. Oh, I hope you're in a warm climate. Do call in and share me your temperature. I live in a suburb of Chicago and it's about 10 degrees. It's sunny. Oh, man. It is cold. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire inside is delightful, meaning in the fireplace. Oh, I came across this quote not too long ago. Men are like fires in a fireplace. Left unattended, they'll go out. I don't know why that just amused me, but does it ring a bell? You know, I sometimes think you're just pampered pups. Oh, overwhelming at times, overwhelming. However, thank you for allowing me to vent. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say by logging on to blogtalkradio.com. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners, but did you know that internet radio, Blog Talk Radio, is a powerful marketing tool? And a learning curve. And if you truly want to get hold of the reality, the true essence of who you are, then get in touch with me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or call in 347-637-3789. And I'm going to share with you now how you could sizzle and spark in 2016, only if you're ready to leave your comfort zone. Now, if you're one of those who know it all, doing the same thing over and over again, and you're expecting different results, you're insane. You've inhaled. Are you unhappy with your job? What is it that you want in your life? Now, this whole week is about career building. Job hunting, circa 2016, a new you, new job, new celebration. But ain't nothing going to happen if you're not willing to make a change. Have any of you ever heard yourself on a recording? Now, I'm going to tell you this one more time, and I do it every time I'm on the air. This is a golden opportunity to find out who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Your voice defines who you are. What's your destination? And you want to know how you're going to find out? I have an introductory offer. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I think of them as my partners. But you could be part of the consortium for 10 weeks. Oh, it's a low introductory fee. Yes, of course I do. I learned a long time ago if you don't charge anything, they don't really think you're good. And I happen to be one of the best in the business because I love communicating. I love passion. It's my career. It's my job. It's my life. It's my joy. So what you do is get in touch with me, and I set up a time where we have a telephone conversation, my expense, and I find out what it is, what you want, how do you resonate with the world, and what do you want to share with them. Then, if we resonate, if it works out, and after your check clears, I work with you on your vision, your commercial. And then you want to know what happens? To clarify your message, to let people know that you're truly a passionate human being, you get a half-hour show that's included in the price of the 10-week introductory offer. No commercials, no nothing. It's you sharing with the world who you are, what you are, and where are you going, your passions. Then, the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on the dates today, February 9, 10, 11, 12. But here's the good news. You get to listen to you. And then you ask yourself, you grade yourself. On a scale of 1 to 10, how convincing were you? Are you ready to shift your strategies? Are you ready to say, yes, I want to add a spark to my life and sparkle in other people's lives? I then emailed you the link. Now here's the magic of internet radio. You forward the link to your email database, and you ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on and so on and so on. Within minutes, darlings, you have circled the world and your message is out there. How sweet is that? You know how to get in touch with me. If you want to weigh in on today's show, oh, by the way, how did you feel when you woke up this morning? You want to share with me, call in 347-637-3789. You can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Click on the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. He has a birthday coming up in April. James Brown and the Bard. Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Then scroll down to the books. Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Self-published by me. My methods, techniques, my creation. It's available as an e-book and a soft copy. And the only way you could get it is through getting in touch with me. I want to help you live your life like it's golden. I want you to have a mind that's open to everything. An abundant mind. It's almost like having the mind of a child. The very young child knows no boundaries nor insurmountables. It knows only to discover and explore. There are no limits to children. Why are you limiting yourself? But anyway, get the book. And the reason why I brought that up is that so many of you have a book dancing in your heart and you don't know how to self-publish. I've got the formula. And then if you want a publisher, I have several that would be delighted to work with you. Are you worth it? Only you could decide that. Because you see, we're not the product of our circumstances. Rather, we are the product of our choices. Wayne Pickering, what is your choice, your greatest freedom? Do you want the book or don't you? Do you want to be a contributing author? Get in touch with me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Scroll down to choices available at Author House. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. 14 of us bared our hearts and our soul. Scroll down. Nonfiction, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. I have it here. I use it. It's my Bible. The Elixir, Choices, and 101 Great Ways in the Heart of the Lion should be on your desk. just at arm's length when you need them. Have you ever taken, oh, by the way, 101 Great Ways, Amazon.com or Self Growth, and it was introduced and selected by David Ricklin, R-I-K-L-A-N. You may want to walk hand in glove with him. He's brilliant in his publishing. What story do you have? What have you pushed down into your body? And one of these days, it's just going to crop up. And you're going to say, oh, is it too late? Are you a procrastinator? Oh, sorry about that. Because you see, time is life. And this is not a dress rehearsal. This is all that we have right now. 10:40 p.m. Central Time on a very cold day in a suburb in Chicago. What's holding you back? Don't you want to ignite the sparks? Other people? Scroll up, go to the heart of the lion. Whenever you're taking a trip, Alyssa and Lance are going to London, grandkids in Denver. They're part of the Watson real estate dynasty. And Elise passed her test at school for real estate and then took the state test and passed that. And one spelt swoop. So I'm sending her congratulations and, a couple of little surprises. And I called them and I said, now listen, I've been to London. What you're going to do, I want you to write the journal. From the minute you thought of, why did you choose that? I want to know, just jot down random thoughts. And then we will produce a show. We will put you on the air. And you will share your experience with the world. And then you could tell them about your consortium, your partnership, with Bill, your father, and Evan, your brother, and the four of you compromise the Watson dynasty in Aurora and Denver, Colorado. So if any of you are looking forward to perhaps relocating in that area, thewatsonteam.com. Write a journal. That's what I did with the heart of the lion. And the photos. And when I think of meeting Tom Puttrick, you know, we lost him in September 2015. What a joy it was working with him. Editing, rephrasing, reliving. Ah, the experience of traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti. Mount Kilimanjaro, Amboseli, Kilaguni, the rhino, the mommy. We didn't know she had a baby. Come charging at us. But Simon, who was driving the van, said, don't get out. We're out of here. When you're in Africa, it's their land, not yours. Get Roger Whittaker's record, his album, My Land is Kenya. What memories. You see, you think you're going to remember everything, but you can't. You don't. So be sure and write a journal. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And before we get into 2016, yeah, it is a new year. But do you have a same sob story? Oh, poor me. Remember 2015 when you pledged to find a new job career in the coming year? Well, here you are, still hunched over the same desk. Still itching for a change. Okay, so you say 2016 is it. I mean, for real this time. Now the hard part. What do I do next? I do next. Well, what I'm going to do next is introduce you to my partners. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men, Ironworkers Impact, Feel the Energy, Titanics Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision coming together to create a better informed world. Impact. The Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Iron workers, do you want a career or a job? They are the Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? By the way, this is for you gals too. In the coming weeks, they're expanding in impact in iron workers. And we're going to do an entire show on the potential of being a female iron worker. Oh, yeah. They're very powerful right now. When Bill was in ironworking, you know, I married one, and I asked him about it. Oh, he was, you know, one of the upper echelon pushing jobs and all kinds of stuff. I said, well, how do we measure up? He said, boy, you gals are good. So it's not just for testosterone. It's for estrogen. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They went after their dream. They traversed the abyss. They stood on the mountain holding, I see the Olympics. See, they just didn't go to play, they to win. They participated to win. There's a difference. And they did. They took the 2009 Gold Medal Award for Excellence. And they have the 50-plus consortium. Oh, you're bored and lonely? What did I just get through saying with Wayne Pickering? We're not the product of our circumstances, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Rather, we are the product of our choices. Do you really think your people want to be around you if you're constantly complaining? If you're not happy with your job, and you want a career, well, do everyone a favor and change. Because you're no fun to be with, I'm here to tell you right now. You would not be part of my consortium. I have to be with people that have vision, are futuristic, and want to soar with the eagles, and are willing to take challenges and to take a risk. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part, again, I told you, by Hoffman Estates Park District. Log on to heparks.org, then get in touch with your senior centers, your libraries, and your park districts. And see, when you make a difference in your life, you're going to be recognized as a role model, and everyone will turn around and say, man, what are they taking? Look at the two of them. Look at he or she. They look fabulous. I want what they have. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. April is coming up pretty quick. You need a little help with your taxes or you have a question about finances? You can email Greg at ahtax@ameritech, ameritech.net. Be sure and mention the show and ask your question. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Z Formula. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secret to the fountain of youth. You know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into our body. And then I have this incredible cream that will just topically change the tension in your face. Now remember, to look good and to feel good is an inside-out job. I don't know what your diet is. And if you have ulcers, it's what's eating you. Why are you allowing it? Remember, you are the captain of your ship. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. You get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. You're negative Nelly, toxic negative thinking. I want to be with peppy people, positive energy, powerful. Where do you begin? By going into the silence of your soul, into meditation. And just in your mind's eye, see your life. Are you happy? Are you happy? How did you feel when you woke up this morning? February 10th. January, did you have more month than money? Can you be creative? Can you step out of your comfort zone? Did you always want to start your own business? I could help you. There's a formula. There's a formula. It's a job. It's a career. And when you have your own home-based business, it's a wonderful way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself while making money and make it a family affair. You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You're the spark. Can you be the spark? This is what science of mind says. You know, it's all about thinking. To learn how to think is to learn how to live. How are you living? Are you a firecracker? You see, for our thoughts to go into a medium that is infinite in its ability to do and to be, you have to learn how to live. How are you living? What are you looking to do? When you call in at 347-637-3789, can you clarify your message to the universe? Can you justify why your message is so important? You see, it doesn't matter what others think about us. Actually, it never did. However, some of us grew up putting stock into what others thought and said about us. That's why some of us end up working jobs we don't like or have a passion for. That's why so many stayed in a relationship too long. Because, here's the reality. We were doing what others thought we should do or be. Why? Who's living your life? Who's paying your bills? Who do you idolize so much that you have patterned your life according to theirs? It doesn't matter what others think of you. The most important thing is, what do you think of yourself? Because this is the truth. What you think about yourself and believe comes right back at you. Who you think you are is probably one of the most important thoughts you could have. Who are you? Are you happy in your job? It has to start there. If you're not happy in your job, you're not happy anywhere. Unfortunately, so many of us grew up hearing that life was hard. If you grew up hearing that you could be anything you wanted, but not that, it is time to let go of all of that. If you grew up hearing that you are magnificent and spectacular and could be anything you wanted, including that, continue to cultivate that belief. Because you see, the mind can't discern. It can't say, oh no, Kathy didn't mean that. You deserve the best. Get out of your own bloated way and believe it. Write this down. You are what you think you are. I'm telling you, you're brilliant. You are the perfect expression of the divine. There is nothing that can change this. So, the next time someone asks, who do you think you are? I want you to turn around and tell them, I am amazing. This is the truth. You are all amazing. All right, 2016. You're going to do it now, not tomorrow or next week. What are your strengths? What are you good at? Are you an extrovert? Do you have passion for helping others? Take a hard look at your resume. I'm going to go back to what I asked you earlier. How did you feel when you woke up this morning? I want you to write it down. How did you feel? How do you feel right now? How do you feel right now? You're unhappy? You got to pinpoint your unhappiness. Because until we find out what your unhappiness is about, we can't determine what needs to change. You have to identify what you dislike. What you dislike about yourself, about others, about your job right now, or your previous job. This, see, when you write it down, you could see the pattern. Now, if there was a pattern of not getting along with bosses, should you be careful not to work with micromanager? If you feel like you're not helping people, are there opportunities within your field where you can? Those who struggle with self-reflection might find it helpful to explore these questions with a counselor or a friend. What are you unhappy about? Until we could find out what it is that you're unhappy about, we can't go anywhere. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Now you're still writing down. What are your strengths? What are the key words that would describe you? Have you been involved in sales? And you find that you have a passion for helping others? Are you an extrovert? That's great. If an introvert, it ain't gonna work. Can you embrace what comes easy? Take a hard look at your resume. Your resume defines who you are, what you are, and just where are you going in your life. What do you love to do? Were you a spark this morning when you woke up? Were you anxious to get to work? And remember, darlings, you have to take little baby steps. Now, before you make a drastic move, do your homework. Investigate the market. Start shooting for the stars. It's all about you. Until tomorrow, be a spark and a sparkle in life. Au revoir.